The Pioneer Homes administrators and nurses have found a way to let veterans who reside at the state-owned assisted living facilities receive the free medicine to which they have a right. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The problem first arose in April when it was discovered that veterans were having to pay for prescription medicine from the Pioneer Homes, although they were entitled to that medicine at no charge from the federal government. The issue was over the home's dosing requirement that did not allow nurses to use medicine sent to them in bulk. The state requirement was based on safety issues. The state has now rewritten its safety protocols, setting requirements for nurses to follow in administering the prescriptions. Pioneer Homes Director David Cote says nurses and direct care staff assisted in putting the policy together.
The policy and procedure, which is basically a step-by-step instructions of what we do from how do we get medications ordered to what do we do with the medications when they come into the home, to storing them, to administering them, to disposing of them. So we went through all aspects of dealing with Veteran Administration medications and basically formalized a policy so that all nurses in all of the homes, should this spread to other homes, would know how this should be handled and to be doing it safely.
Cote says there's no additional expense for handling the medication. Nurses, not certified aides, will administer it because of their higher degree of medical experience. He says they're healthcare professionals who are good at their profession. For its part, the VA agreed to communicate better its instructions and information on the medicines.
We wanted to work with the VA to make sure that veteran residents could use their VA benefits and to be able to use them, and in this case, obtain medications and have it administered in the safest way possible. So I think we tightened up the process, and in the end, the veterans get to use their benefits.
Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski was one of those legislators who originally brought the problem forward. He says it's a good solution that gives the residents back the services they've had in place before.
You had a big clash between the state bureaucracy and the federal bureaucracy, and it's two pretty immovable objects. And fortunately, on the state level, we were able to be a little bit more nimble and simply go back to the system that we had in place and get our bureaucracy more in line with what the feds are doing. So it's a good solution.
Cote says those veterans who have been paying the Pioneer Homes for their VA medication will be held harmless. He says they will receive a full refund for the medical charges they've incurred. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.